opinions expressed in this episode are personal. They do not necessarily reflect the views of this streaming platform.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Let's Be Diverse. I am your host, Andrew Stout. This episode is dedicated to all my loved ones who have supported me through this journey. Those who have left us will always be in our hearts and will never be forgotten. When we want to know something, the most logical thing that we do is we ask questions. Questions are a great way to learn new things. They keep us curious. And that is the topic of our discussion today, which is the best ways to develop curiosity. And I'm so thankful to have as my guest today to discuss this, Alex Street. Welcome to the show, Alex. So great to have you joining us today.
Andrew, it is such a joy to be here. It is truly a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me on here. And I'm just so excited for where this conversation is going to go and the kind of value that we're going to bring to your audience. This is great.
I am so excited as well. How are things with you, Alex? What's going on? What's new? It's been a while since we've spoken. Give us the tea, the deets. Give us it all. What's going on, buddy?
Spilling the tea, giving the deets, spill the beans. I love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is great. I am starting this year, I mean, even more focused than ever on, you know, how I'm building my business through one-on-one coaching and speaking opportunities. And so I am here as a storytelling and speaking coach, and I am seeing even more desire and more need for quality storytelling in our world today than ever before. So I feel like I'm coming into 2025 at a really like empowered place. We just had a great vacation or holiday time with my family. I have three kids, wife of 19 years. And so we're living life here in a big snowstorm. And that's the whole rundown of where I'm at. I feel great. Business is right on the cusp of like, oh geez, where are we going with this and all the opportunity? And that's how I'm coming at you today, Andrew.
That is awesome. I'm so happy to hear that. And I'm going to put it out there, and I'm hoping that I'm right here. Being married for 19 years, we're talking about curiosity and questions. I'm sure you've learned the right questions to ask at the right time to keep yourself in the good books. I'm sure you've learned that over the years.
Yeah, I think I'm going to save that for the Lasting Marriage podcast, but I agree. Yeah, there is definitely an art of communication. And yes. My wife and I, we pride ourselves actually on that, on a lot of that, on asking the right questions, or even not knowing what the right question is, but knowing that here's a key, we will be safe in each other's presence when we ask whatever question it is. Absolutely. And so sure, be curious.
Absolutely.
And also sometimes when to keep that mouth shut.
Yeah, absolutely. Joking aside, you said it right there. I talk a lot about communication, and you know, it's not just in our professional lives, but in our personal lives as well. It's key to everything. And if you communicate well, everything just runs so much smoothly. So I totally agree with you on that one for sure.
Yeah.
So before we begin, Alex, I always have a fun, thought-provoking question to ask my guests to get things going. Are you ready for yours today?
I am so ready for this. No idea where this is going.
So I asked this question to another guest in a previous episode. So the question is, if you were in a kitchen appliance or office supply equipment, which one would you be and why?
Boy, okay. I'm going to take the office supply equipment, and yeah, I am the whiteboard.
Okay.
This is my favorite. I mean, I have two of them in my office. It is the greatest tool that I use. It is, you know, in past jobs that I've had, magic happens on the whiteboard. It is the place where ideas go to live and die within 5 seconds of each other. They entire businesses are built on a whiteboard, if you're willing. And it feels like that's the place of the greatest curiosity and creativity that we have. And so gosh, I don't know what I do with my whiteboards. So hopefully I feel like I'm the same for people. I receive a lot of ideas and then make sense of it and spit it back. So
I love that answer. I appreciate you having fun with me. That was pure gold.
That's good.
And I loved everything about it and everything that entailed. So thanks so much for sharing that. I know you kind of talked a little bit about your vacation and stuff like that earlier, but why don't we start off with you telling us a little about yourself and of course your why?
Yeah. I mean, this is it. So for 5 years now, I've been running my business. It's called Story Arc. And, you know, I am a storytelling and speaking coach, helping people to find clarity in their story, their brand story, and to show up and speak with confidence instead of feeling constantly confused around what that complicated message is. So that's everything for me, because I grew up in a house that was focused on storytelling. My dad was a photographer for 40 years. He told stories through film. My mom was an actress. She told stories on stage. And so it's just in my blood. And it was clear to me that I would follow my mom's footsteps. But then after years and years of being on stage as a pastor and a speaker and trying all kinds of things, it was still confusing to me why I wasn't connecting with my audience, which I know a lot of your audience will probably listen or agree with that, relate to that, that you can speak, you've got this great idea, and yet it feels like they're not listening. What's the deal? And why isn't this working? And why can't I do what I'm gifted at? And so after so long of that, it was just a few years ago, I really dug into my story. And that's where I found this clarity that, oh, the thing that comes easy to me is the thing that I should be teaching to others. And that just happens to be speaking and storytelling. And here I am today.
It makes me think of like a coach of a team where you might have played the sport and then you become a coach. And a lot of things that you did when you were a player, you're trying to get your players to not do that. So it's kind of like, do as I'm recommending, not what I do type thing.
Where we're going. For sure. And even that, it's like, it's just, you have to be able to recognize that first and say, oh, I remember when I was struggling with that. Yeah. Hey, here's what my coach taught me so that I didn't have to do that. I didn't struggle with that anymore. And now you're not only breaking a cycle, you're helping people earlier on, then maybe it was help for you, but more than anything, you're creating the impact that was created for you. And I think that's how we create impact and purpose in our world. So that is the story, just as you go into that there, of digging up those moments from your past to help your future and those around you.
That is well put. I don't think I could have said it any better. So thank you so much for that. So let's delve into this here. So we're talking about curiosity today. So my question to you, the first question is, how do we develop the skill of curiosity? And why is this skill so important?
It's so good. I mean, look, we don't have podcasts without curiosity, do we? What are you doing here except asking questions? You're curious. You're trying to get to know me. Your listeners are curious. They tuned in because there's a gap in their knowledge. But then there's also this invitation to learn something new, to wonder, to explore. And I think that is why it's so important, because without curiosity, Andrew, to put it really bluntly, we don't have the world that we live in today. We don't have the internet. We don't have the buildings. We don't have growth in our society if somebody didn't first say, hey, what if we tried this? And I know nobody's ever done, but what if? And so that's why it's so important, because if nobody says what if nobody pushes that just outside of what we're physically looking at, well, then we won't ever grow and build something new. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if those stakes are high enough for you, but that, would you agree, is why curiosity is so dang important for all of us in every industry.
I absolutely do. And I think one of the things that I notice is there are many people who are curious, but there are a lot of them that afraid to ask. They're curious. You can tell.
Yeah.
And I'm very good with facial expressions. And you can always tell when someone is kind of, it's on their mind or thinking, they have that look on their face, but they're just afraid to ask because either they don't want anybody to think that they don't know or they're not aware. I always tell people it's okay to ask. Like I ask, I don't know about you, Alex, but I ask tons of questions. Sometimes I drive people crazy, but I ask tons of questions. And that's because I just love to know. And I am interested in many facets of different things. Yeah. So I'll ask, and I may not get the full extent of it, but I want to ask to kind of understand it a little bit better.
Yeah. And I think that's such an important, I mean, just to recognize that and then own that, you're then modeling that for those around you. But I think to this question of how do you develop the skill of curiosity, it is an interesting thing, because some people are naturally curious. They were raised that way. They grew up and their moms let them ask 100 why questions. You know, all kids are naturally curious. I think there's some sort of, there's some developmental moment around the nature of that, but are you safe to continue to ask those questions? And I think those that are probably feel like they have this natural skill later on in life. But I think if you're looking to develop the skill, it really is. It's looking at the world willing to explore mm-hmm. is what I've got here. I think that there is this natural, now I'm the storytelling guy. And so I think the number one thing that you can do is look and see that there's story attached to everything. As in, like I just said, it's like you could be sitting at an office table and you could just assume that it got there, or you can start to go, wait. Where did this come from? And as soon as you start to think of the story of how this got here, you're practicing curiosity. And that's what's going to then help develop that skill so that when you're thinking about the next product that your company is developing, you can say, wait, what if we tried this route to get there? Mm-hmm. And now that skill that you've been practicing while nobody's looking or listening has turned into something that is incredibly valuable to the development of the next product. And so I think that that element is probably one of the most important ways that you can develop that skill of asking questions, of digging a little deeper, is just to recognize that everything has a story attached to it. Everything came from somewhere, began somewhere. And so everything that is still coming begins somewhere. And maybe it begins with your question.
Yeah. And I don't know what I would have without Google or YouTube in the last few years, because if there's something that I want to know, I will Google it or I'll YouTube it. And it's for certain that you're gonna find pretty much the answer in one of those two spots.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is interesting though, Andrew, because what they will give you, they'll give you the fact. And there's something, there's a soft skill in here that is even playing in that curiosity a little bit, which again, I bring to this naturally. Me and my brother would play this game where we just look at people and try to make up their story of how they got to where they're getting.
Right.
And there's something about that imagination that helps as well. So 100%, go to Google, find the answer. And also to develop this skill a little bit more, just play in that a little bit, play in the sandbox of maybe something you don't know. Maybe Google doesn't know how that table was made. Make it up, have fun with it.
Exactly. So I know, Alex, you probably deal with a lot of leaders, or you talk to a lot of leaders. Hmm. My question to you is, do you think leaders understand the significance of curiosity?
Yeah, it kind of comes back to what we were talking about, right? The bigness of it, that nothing changes unless somebody is willing to say, what if? And so I think that where this question is so profound, Andrew, is can touch on what leaders are afraid of curiosity and what leaders encourage it. And I think those that encourage it understand the significance of it. Otherwise, what I'm getting at is somebody will come up to a meeting and say, you know, what if we did it this way? And the leader, I think you touched on this earlier, the leader might feel threatened by that, because now you've got this person on your team that is maybe encroaching on your territory or asking questions that you should have thought of first.
Right.
Well, a healthy leader, a leader that understands the significance and the collective goodness of curiosity will say, yeah, great question. Let's explore that. Other leaders will shut that down and say, no, that's not a good idea. That's not going to go anywhere. No, let's stay on track here. And I think that there's got to be room for all of it. But those that understand it, really understand the significance, will encourage it, will fan that flame a little bit more. Maybe not in the context of that time, you know, constrained meeting, but in other ways, you'll find ways to encourage people to ask those questions and really fan that flame.
And I don't think it's a matter of upping somebody or ask a question to make somebody, you look better than somebody else. When part of a team, we're asking questions, but not just for our benefit, but mostly for the benefit of everybody else in the room. So you might be asking something that somebody may not have thought of. And then they're like, oh, good question. I never thought of it that way. I never looked at it that way. Great question. Let's hear what the answer is, right? So again, it's not about making yourself look better or upping yourself, or I asked this question, so I'm bigger than the person beside me. It's not all about that. It's all about teamwork and rapport building.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, at its best. Yeah, it should be. Absolutely. And I think that's it. That's how we start to create that and create that safe place that we kind of touched on.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do you think leaders develop cultural curiosity?
Yeah, that's leading right out of that idea. You can imagine that meeting space, or you can imagine that brainstorming space where people are trying to solve this problem. You know, we've lost profits the last two quarters. Okay, what can we do differently? We've got to think differently. Well, if there's a culture of being shut down when you provide different answers or ask different questions. Well, then who's going to provide it? Who's going to ask any question around that table? So I think there's a great way, something I started to do early on when I was a young leader. You know, I was working in an organization and had a team of 50 volunteers and really have to get a lot of input from them, from how are things going. And so I developed this practice where I would quickly respond anytime somebody came to me in an email, a text, conversation, phone call. They came up, they said, Alex, can I ask you a question? I would respond, I love questions. Go ahead. And that not only trained my brain, but I think it trained also them. It trained people in front of me. I do it with my kids now still. Dad, I've got a question. I say, I love questions. And what that trains me to do is to really embrace that, to not be threatened by that, to not feel like this is going to knock me off track. But that embracing of questions, I think, instills this place of curiosity or allows that place of curiosity to grow within people and start to wonder a little bit more and start to imagine and start to innovate a little bit more because they know that this is a place where questions are encouraged and we can work with it. And so let's create a culture of curiosity by simply saying something like, geez, here, we love questions. Mm-hmm. Wonder what that would do.
I love your answer. When I was coming up with this question, I was thinking different cultures because we are so diverse in our organizations nowadays.
Yeah.
And people are coming from different countries and maybe their reasoning for asking something or asking it in a certain way is part of their culture. I've been in organizations where someone's asked a question and then you could hear like the whispers, like, why are they asking? Are they asking that? Like, that doesn't make any sense. But you have to understand that they come from a different way of life and a different upbringing. So maybe their way of thinking is different than ours. So when I think of that, it makes me think of diversity of thought. But again, I love your answer and your thoughts on it.
I think, yeah, it's a simple way of inviting, hopefully, all questions of all kinds from all people around the table. If, again, if it's a culture where we know that all questions are safe and it's not going to derail the conversation, then there's great value to be had from someone from another culture coming in and bringing something from a thought, from something that they've experienced that will help us see things differently. What incredible value. And so if people are whispering, what kind of a question is that? That's a, to me, is a red flag that we haven't created a place where questions are safely asked.
Absolutely.
So I think that we've got to start at its root of this. It really is this place of like unsafe to safe. It's this quiet to speaking up. It's what is that kind of culture that you want to create? And then you lead the way by creating that in the small ways. And maybe there's other ways to do that with specifically people, you know, and around diversity. But I think that this is going to be a great start.
Yeah. I mean, even understanding people's cultures. Like, so when we're asking questions, I might not sit down with that coworker that you don't maybe normally sit down with at lunchtime, but ask questions about them and their way of life and how they grew up and what it was like to grow up in that way of life and that culture. Then you'll understand things a little bit better, maybe not fully, but you might be a little bit more empathetic and sympathetic to.
I think that would come. Bring me back to that first point of developing that skill of curiosity is recognizing there's story behind everything. So yeah, I was talking about an inanimate object in that boardroom table, but way more than that is the coworker sitting across from you that, as far as you're concerned, has been here for 6 months and you know, you don't know anything about them. Well, gosh, once you start to ask questions and honestly ask curious questions, you're going to create an amazing relationship. You're going to find out things about the world and about these people that maybe live next door to you that you've just never talked to. There's always story behind everything. And that just makes our world and our culture and our workplace so much more interesting once you start to embrace that.
Love that. So in closing, Alex, what's one takeaway that you'd like our audience to get from this episode?
Yeah, I think I just hammered on it there. But as I say, you know, I can't hang out in a place and not draw attention to the simple structure of storytelling, to recognize that in everything that you're doing, in every project that you're working on, in every meeting that you're in, there is a way that there's a story behind it. There is a way that you can see that there's more meaning to this thing that's happening. And so as soon as we start to step back and go like, oh, this is boring. I've heard this all before. Okay, another training meeting. Yeah, fine, fine. You've lost the plot. But once you start to go, wait a second. Yeah, like what is behind this? Why is this coming up now? Wait, what if this didn't go the way that they're teaching us? I wonder where it would go. Like what is the worst case scenario? You start to do that, you're going to start to truly have more fun in your work. You're going to start to see things differently. You're going to start to see the possibilities in every situation, in every problem that shows up, because you're saying, wow, I wonder where this story could go or where it came from and how far we've come. And once you embrace that, I mean, you not only are becoming a more strong storyteller in this world, but you are bringing meaning to moments and you will become known as a curious person.
Alex, I want to take the time to thank you for coming on today. I really appreciate you reaching out to me way, way back when to come on to the podcast. I appreciate that. It means the world to me that you saw the podcast and you felt like it was a platform that you wanted to come on and speak on. So I really appreciate that. And I appreciate you talking about storytelling, because this is why I do what I do. Is a huge part of it is storytelling and having great topics and great guests and creating great conversations and like yourself. So I really appreciate that. And again, I appreciate this amazing conversation.
Yeah, Andrew, look, any platform to share about storytelling, but specifically what I was excited for this is this idea of curiosity. It's something that's really true to my heart and deep in there that we don't talk about specifically, and especially not in the context of, you know, our jobs, our careers, our organizations. So I really appreciate the platform, the opportunity, and the great questions that you asked. Thank you for this opportunity.
You're very welcome. On behalf of myself and my guest Alex, I'd like to thank you all for listening today. And until next time, be safe, everyone. And remember that if we all work together, we can accomplish anything.
You have been listening to Let's Be Diverse with Andrew Stout. To stay up to date with future content, hit subscribe.